Well, it's Friday. We've made it here. I'm Nick. This is Joey. That's Kevin over there, rocking the mic.
Woo-woo.
Holy shit.
As he walks away from the mic.
Bye, Kevin. I've been waiting for this day since Monday.
It's been one of those weeks where it's like, fuck. Is it Friday yet? And no, not Friday. Okay, we're still going.
I woke up on Monday and I was like, thank God it's Friday today. And it's not. And my brain just was like, please let it stop. And it's all good stuff.
Oh, 100. It's like the fun kind of exhausting.
That's the problem.
Sure.
It's like this week, we got to do so many freaking awesome things.
Yeah.
And there's so many awesome things left. I just want it to stop now.
Yeah. Not to mention that this is the last like real free weekend before E3.
God damn it.
Which is like a whole nother beast. And then we got like, we come back, we have Father's Day weekend, there's one more weekend, and then it's kind of a prom.
Oh,
there's
prom.
Just like, there's no...
The good news is after prom, we only have, we have Comic-Con, which we're going to go to, which is fun. That's going to be fun.
Then you have
a party.
RTX.
Then we have RTX, which is just fun, too. So, like, all the stuff we have to plan, per se...
All culminating.
Is June
right
30th.
Now.
The 30th is when I'm, like, once we're done with prom.
But it's the first day of June.
We really got to get our shit together.
Yeah, the maybe I shouldn't have said that because then that just stresses Nick out.
No, I'm not stressed at all. We're pretty ahead when it comes to all that stuff. Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome to the Kind of Funny Morning Show. I'm Nick. This is Joey. I already said all that stuff. If you're watching live with us, hey, thanks for being in the Twitch chat. Just like Uncle Bobby B7. He says,
Bobby.
Hey, or Fake and ZZ or whatever the hell that guy's name was. What was it?
Bacon?
Fake?
Asian.
Asian. Maybe? Yeah, probably Asian.
Asian.
Or Fake Arizona. Arizonan. of course, if you guys are watching this on YouTube today, thank you guys so much for catching up on the show. Make sure to leave a comment and subscribe to our channel. Our subscribers, we were at 233,000, and then we lost a bunch. And Andy
That's
said
why
there
you
was
never
a,
call it out.
Andy said there was a purge.
Oh, I feel like I saw people talking about
that. But I don't know if that was true or not.
No, I
And
feel
it
like
breaks
I saw
my little heart every single time we go down in something. I don't like it.
Yeah.
My ego is so fragile that it can't take it.
That's
also, I have this weird, unhealthy competition between our normal channel and our games channel. And I have to give
up. Why are you pitting our children against each other?
Because a good dad has his two sons and says, one of you needs my love. So you have to fight each other for
my
love.
They're not even
real
things.
You have to fight for my love, and whoever wins, I will love more. I'll still love both of you. But
just
whoever's better, I will call you my better child. And the other
one is that the one you're going to like prioritize and like go to the soccer games for?
Oh, he's the one that like I'll buy a cake for and like pay for his wedding and buy his first house. The other one gets nothing.
Dang.
And if he develops a drug habit, I'm not even going to help. I'm going to say, I fucking told you so. I knew you were the shittier of the two kids and I should have fucking just put a bullet in your head right when you came out.
Jesus. I got real.
I got as real as the Jeffersons. Dude, I went dark. Were you with me when I went dark with the Jeffersons?
Yeah.
Or not Jeffersons, the Jetsons?
The Jetsons.
The Jetsons.
That's what it
was. I was saying Jeffersons. Very
But
different
we also
show.
Talked about the Jeffersons. So
we did.
It all works out.
But the Jetsons, man. I'll tell you, one day when we get to a place where we can do high-end skits here on Kind of Funny, I'm going to do that Jetson skit.
Okay.
Where it's just George Jetson just out on the balcony, just having Looking one too there. Many, and he just goes, you know what? Today's the fucking day. And just leans over the rail a little bit too much. Poof, gone. Nobody
but then,
knows where he goes.
Is he gone? We
no,
don't know.
That's
How long
the fun
does he
part. The
fall?
Skit picks
How
back
does
up.
How gravity work?
Skit picks back up.
Yeah.
He somehow survived the fall. He's on the planet, and oh my God, he wishes he should have died.
Is it like a Dark Gritty reboot?
It is a living fucking hell.
So it's like Power Slash Rangers?
Oh my God.
But for the Jetsons?
It is like War for the Planet of the Apes down there.
Oh.
We know why the humans took to the skies. It's because the apes are down there, and they're coming for us.
Wow.
As soon as they figure out how to climb. Thankfully, apes don't know how to climb stuff.
No.
In this reality.
No, well, we lubed it up.
Did we lube it up?
Oh, yeah, it's lubed up.
But the lube slowly is going away, and the apes have calculated that after 2 more years, the lube is gone, and they can climb this motherfucker and eat all of our brains.
Man, those apes ain't calculated.
They're
apes
brain
eat each
eating
other.
Apes?
Apes eat each other.
Oh,
100%. Their brains specifically?
I was watching a documentary, and they were talking about how I think chimpanzees will...
They'll
like,
fucking eat
they'll
each
fight
other.
Fight each other, what? And then they'll eat each other, not because they're hungry, but to, like, fuck with
Establish
the other guys.
Establish dominance?
Yeah.
To eat each other's souls.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I like
that.
And then I also saw another documentary that starts with bears apparently eat you from the ass out. Oh, no. They'll just flip you over and start eating that ass.
No, I don't think that's true at all.
I think that's true. That doesn't, doesn't sound true.
But it's Friday, so like you can persuade me either way.
I'm going to be honest with everyone right now in the chat, or if you're watching this on YouTube, this is going to be a very relaxed show today.
Yeah. I got tagged in the 11th hour to
you
do
did,
this one.
Gray was supposed to be on everything, but and Greg finally was like, look, I can't be on 5 shows today. Mm-hmm. Can someone please tag in? Joey, raise your hand. Ready to rock and roll on that.
Mostly because everybody happy else couldn't.
No, I'm always happy. I mean, Andy's out. Would have put Kevin on the show, but yesterday our entire production department blew up, and Kevin had to fix the plane as it was going down.
Yeah, I've seen Kevin fix a lot of things. I've never had to see Kevin fix things like I had to see him fix things yesterday.
He was.
It was catastrophic.
Now
there was a lot of just noises and grunts and like non-verbal sounds being made in this room, and I just shut the door.
I'd like to give a shout out to myself. For being mature enough to not fuck with Kevin all day yesterday. Mm-hmm. It was difficult. Mm-hmm. It was really difficult. Because as you know, one of my little pleasures is when Kevin's super stressed and I can tell he's at that breaking point, I like to put the last little straw on his head and watch him explode. But he didn't. He kept it together yesterday. Yeah. I kept it together. So shout out to me.
Yeah.
Everyone in the chat, you guys can give me some compliments right now. I appreciate that. All right, Kevin, let's go into housekeeping.
What kind of hotel is this?
Sometimes I just put my hand on my head because my hands are cold and it feels good on my temples.
Like it's like a hand compress.
My head's been like beating for the last 3 weeks, and I don't know if it's the caffeine or maybe I have a brain aneurysm.
Mm-hmm. So Nick, I've started doing this thing here. Pop up because Andy likes it.
Give it to me.
I started doing this thing when the graphic goes, I switch. So then we go into it. It's a different screen.
It's really nice.
You
I
like
noticed
that.
That.
You like
yeah,
that?
I do now, like that a lot.
The only problem I have with that is then you don't talk about it immediately. You know?
Yeah.
You go talk about your head or anything else.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it would be a tighter show, you know?
No, I mean, there's lots of things we could do to make this show more entertaining and tighter, but we choose
but
not to.
But are those the same, like, if we make it tighter, does that make it less entertaining? Because sometimes the, like, weird stuff that we put
if we make it tighter, yes, that probably would make it more entertaining. But it also would, we'd lose some of the magic of Greg randomly interrupting the show with his Professor McGonagall costume where I'm mid-thought. And I have to go, geez, okay, I'll just... But I mean, honestly, to be honest, whatever I was going to say prior to that or during that, not that important anyway. I think people watch this show just to have something that's white noise in the background
while
they work.
I think he waits for, like, the moment that he thinks is right.
I think he waits for the moment where I'm actually saying something of relevance and then interrupts that moment.
Sure.
Speaking of relevance, Clusterfest this weekend, June 1st through the 3rd. Greg's going tonight. I'm going tonight. I might... Yeah, I have tickets all 3 days. I want to go all 3 days if I can. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. These, the lineups are ridiculous. Sunday, of course.
Are you going to see Wu-Tang Clan?
I have mapped out my schedule. I have downloaded the app.
Wow.
I have now, unfortunately,
That's a big deal for you.
Here's the thing. This is my first ever festival. Okay?
Yeah.
I've gone, the only festival I've ever been to prior to this is the Bluegrass Festival. And the only reason I went there was because...
Did you stumble through it?
They had like funnel cake.
Oh.
Someone was like, the funnel cake's really good there. And I was like, all right. And my father-in-law wanted to go.
Mm.
We wanted to go see Steve Martin play the banjo. And it was
That's
pretty great.
So cool.
It was fun. But this one's way more up my area of expertise. I'm waiting for this to come back. But there's, I mean, Amy Schumer's going to be there. Jon Stewart's going to be there.
David Cross.
David Cross, Wu-Tang Clan. All of these
Salt
amazing people are going to be. Salt and Peppa. My wife's very excited
the
to see Salt and Peppa.
The fact that Tim pointed out that both The Lonely Island and T-Pain are going to be there, you're going to get, I'm on a boat and I'm very jealous.
How jelly are you that you're not going to this?
I mean, right now, Joey is really jealous.
Right.
5:30 p.m. Joey is going to be really excited that all I have planned tonight is going to dinner with friends and then going home.
I'll tell you, I don't get... Like, there are not a lot of things in this city that left that I want to do. This is one of them, and I'm excited because it's a gigantic, like, it's at the Civic Center Plaza. They've built out that whole little area, and then the big, there's like the shoot shows of Bill Graham, there's big stages there. I'm excited to see it, I'm excited to experience it, and I'm a little jelly that some of my friends are taking part in it, but I'm going to go give them a shout out. My buddy Mark Smalls is performing at it.
And so
I'm
going to
go see his show as well.
He's really funny.
He's funny as hell. He's probably one of the funniest local SF comics. I wouldn't say local. He's one of the funniest comics I've ever seen. So if you guys are going to be in this area, get yourself a ticket to this and come out. At least one of the nights, if not all three of the nights, because these lineups are ridiculous.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Is there a link you want me to toss in chat?
Just clusterfest.com.
Should I give them this link?
Sure, give them the whole link. But yeah, you can buy tickets right through the site there. It's great. Speaking of events that y'all don't want to miss, we were talking about it earlier. Is it the bane of my existence, or am I very excited for it? Or can those two equally be in my brain? Kind of Funny prom coming up.
Woo!
Be kept on.
Sorry, yeah, no, I was about to
there say, you go.
Some people in chat were saying that it's choppy, but I can't tell if it is.
June 30th, San Francisco, California. Go to kindoffunny.com/tickets. Mm-hmm. Right? And get your tickets for Kinda Funny Prom. It's going to be a fun weekend. We announced last Friday all of the community events and all the events that we are throwing, not the least of which is Shit Arcade. Kevin, click over to that next one, please. Tickets are on sale right now.
Spoilers? I think they're sold out.
Are they sold out already?
Yeah. Like 99% sure they're sold out.
Let's see. No, that'd be baller shit.
Maybe. There's two tickets left, so go if you want them. Are literally sure two that? Tickets left.
Wow, okay.
So.
Well, cool.
I'm going to toss this in the thing, then.
Yeah, go for it. This is going to be a fun one.
Yeah.
I'm excited about this. What I'm excited about is building out the weekend.
Yeah.
Because eventually what I'd like
Can
to do.
Build out the weekend?
Yeah. Oh. But I love that.
Yeah.
That Kinda Funny prom for a lot of people who don't, who maybe haven't come to one of our live events. It's less about the live event and more about just being in San Francisco with all the rest of the best friends out there.
I feel like. Every year that I've, so this will be the third year that we've done like big, like tried to do one giant calendar of community events.
Yeah.
The first year we had a lot of different groups doing a lot of different things. I didn't even do any of the community stuff the first year.
No. Were you even part, you were kind of in the community, but.
No, I was just a quiet observer.
Yeah.
And then I came to the first one, I was like, what are all these people? And they're all hanging out and that's weird. I don't know any of you people. The next year, it's like, yeah, these are my people.
These are my people.
It looks like it's sold out, just an FYI.
It is sold out.
We sold out already. Should we add another show? Jay's like, no, you fucker. No, we shouldn't do that.
Don't kill me.
No, yes.
So what I like about it is inevitably at some point on like Saturday, usually when we're like doing the lunch thing, everyone like takes a moment and looks around and is like, oh, we haven't even done the event that we're all here for. Like the thing that we all bought tickets to see tonight, we're all exhausted, and it's not even time for that yet.
Was that the first kind? Was that
that was
kind of a live one?
This happens. This has happened for the last 2 years, where we've been like, shoot, we haven't even gotten to the main show. This is crazy. We've all been hanging out, doing fun things, and this year, hopefully, because it's a quieter show, smaller scale is what we were going for. More people will be more of like us can go to more things.
I would like that.
Yeah.
But that's a pipe dream.
Yeah.
You guys probably can, but Friday and Saturday, me, Tim, and Kevin are probably going to have to be
loading them in.
Thursday is probably okay.
Because, we got that Giants game on Thursday.
I like how it's slowly pushing out to when, it's like when movies release, and they're like, well, we come out on Friday, but really the screening's on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Where eventually, like, the Kind of Funny, whatever it's going to turn into is going to be like an entire week-long endeavor. Everyone's just going to have to move to San Francisco for a week.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Because, it's like, well, we'll start on Thursday, but everybody wants to be at all the Thursdays, so they come out on Wednesday. Yeah. And then people are like, well, I'm here on Wednesday night. What's everybody doing? And then we inevitably try and figure out something last minute to do on Wednesday night because people are here and we want to all hang out.
It really is like...
It's a lot. You guys should come, and it's really fun.
That's fair. Let's see, what else do we have here? Oh, fun. I am on... Oh, did you want to show this at all? Do we care, Kev?
No. Do you know? I mean, it was on there. I don't know.
It was probably holdover
from yesterday.
Go watch Tim's promposal to Gia Tap Harris if you haven't seen it already.
Last up on housekeeping, Jared Petty was kind enough to invite me to do his podcast, Red Dead Radio. I am on there talking about Western movies. He billed me as an expert, and it was the first and last time I'll let anyone say that to me because he asked me a lot of hard questions, and my mind just went blank for some of them.
Yeah.
Blank. But we had a great discussion.
There's some questions that you can do in like the movie, TV, music realm that require a lot of like
pre-thought.
Yes, exactly. Or like research.
Yeah.
And it's kind of hard to do any of those.
I like to shoot from the cuff. You know what I mean? Fly by the seat of the pants.
Yeah.
And this was a good episode. But there's literally a moment or two in this episode where he asked me a question and my brain. The gears in my brain just stopped for a second. And I was like, I can't. He asked me a multi-part question one time and then gave me 20 minutes to think about it and then came back to me. I was like, I still don't have an answer to that. I'm sorry.
Well, it's hard to think of those answers while you're having a conversation about other questions.
It was
some kind of brain power.
At one point, and you guys can see it if you go watch this over on YouTube, you can actually see my face. It looks exactly like it looked when I got to like the essay questions on like some of the AP tests that I used to take, or like the SATs where you're like, I don't know the answer to that. Yeah. I'm never going to know the answer to that.
And I'm just going to leave blank. Next.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my gosh. All right, everyone. Reminder, tips are working today. So if you guys want to tip us at the $5 or above level or give us 500 bits or more, we will read anything you put in there. including...
That's not true at all.
But I like to say it, and they tip, and they go, that's inappropriate. You shouldn't have done that. And they go, well, I shouldn't have done that. Let's go to the news. The news. Top.
So you didn't do the echo thing before.
Kevin told me to stop doing
that. No, but now Kevin, when we did the show, whatever day we did the show, was it yesterday? I don't know.
Kevin's saying, God damn it, because we're doing the same thing he asked us not to do.
Oh.
He's like, go right into the news story. But keep talking.
Yeah. But then he started doing the news echo before the real news echo, and it's growing on him.
Kevin?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Joey.
Yeah.
I wanted to get your excitement level for this. J.K. Rowling already writing Fantastic Beasts 3 script. Fantastic Beasts 2, by the way. Great movie. Came out last month. Saw it, right? No? Oh, it hasn't come out yet?
Like,
putting the cart before the horse here, JK. I'm sure the movie's going to do well, but
yeah.
I don't know. What did you read on this? Do you give a shit about the Fantastic Beasts?
My excitement for Fantastic Beasts 3 is inversely proportionate to the amount of Johnny Depp that's in it.
So you don't like Johnny Depp?
I very much do not like Johnny Depp.
Do we hate Johnny Depp because of his private life, Johnny Depp, or do you think it's just as an actor he's too saturated and bad?
I don't like character actor Johnny Depp in pretty much anything. The exception being like Edward Scissorhands, mm-hmm. which is like back in the day, and like Captain Jack Sparrow. But everything, I kind of just feel like he just plays Johnny Depp being Johnny Depp.
He is definitely...
That's not really my jam.
He's definitely gone to the upper echelon of actors where he is Johnny Depp and everything now. But he does have the character. Like, the Captain Jack Sparrow character, once he found that,
great.
I think was great. And I'll be honest, I would be remiss if I didn't say that The Last Pirates was actually a fairly entertaining movie.
Oh, no. I hate to say it.
It was okay.
It was entertaining. I watched it on a plane. I was like, this is keeping my attention. As a plane movie,
I feel like that gives me context.
I think at the very end, there's a moment where it's like, this doesn't make sense for the character that you've established over 5 movies.
No.
And so something happens where it's like,
really?
All right.
5 of them?
Are there not 5? Yeah. Yeah, 5.
I believe there are.
I guess this character wasn't in all of them, but it doesn't
3
matter.
And 4, no one remembers, really, or 2.
I don't know. Which one's the one where...
There's one where he's stuck on a beach for like 5 hours, and it's so bad... And it's so painful and so fucking boring.
Real quick,
that you want to just drive your phone through your eyes.
That's the second or third one, because that's what I've actually seen.
They've announced that they're going to make 5, like that this is planned to be 5 movies. So I don't think anyone should be surprised that she's already writing the script for the third one.
No.
In fact.
But the problem is, like, if you just told me she was writing the script for another Harry Potter movie, I'd be super jacked. But yeah. I just feel like there's just the magic. No pun intended, behind the Fantastic Beasts series just doesn't seem to be there for a lot of people.
I like it.
I don't think that the first one I think was to establish the world and like, you know, build the character a little bit. But I didn't love it, but I am excited for the future of the franchise to see where it goes.
Yeah.
And hopefully they make me care a little bit more about this new kid.
Newt Scamander?
Yeah, that's the one.
No, see, that's the thing. So you watch the trailer, I don't give a shit about Newt Scamander. I don't care about his Portia de Rossi or whatever her name is. Mm. I care about the Dumbledore character. And
yes.
Shout out to Dan Fogel. Fogler. Who still has rebuffed every invitation I've ever put out to go on his podcast or come on my podcast.
You dropped the ball in that one.
He dropped the ball.
No, absolutely your fault.
It's probably my fault.
Yeah.
To be fair, every time we DM back and forth, I say, whatever. It's every 4 months he gets back to me.
Mm.
And I say, Dan, what's going on? He's like, whatever you want to do. And I was like, cool. I give him like 4 options.
Yeah.
He's too busy. He's doing fucking mega AAA movies. He's doing Fantastic Beasts 2, for Christ's sake.
But Nick, you were there from the very beginning.
Balls of Fury is one of the funniest movies ever made. I stand by this.
I've still never seen that.
It's, oh my God.
It's not bad.
It's not bad. It's so funny. It's so funny.
It has
to be. Now I don't know what I can trust you on.
If you can't laugh at Balls of Fury, you are fucking dead inside. You need to question every life choice that has led you up to this point.
Wow.
Facts.
I want to like Fantastic Beasts.
Yeah.
I just, the Johnny Depp thing, I don't really love his personal life stuff either.
Well, he's had some, he's been in the news a lot lately. He's gone broke. There were the allegations of the abuse against his wife. He got kicked out of Australia.
Who's now dating Elon Musk? No.
Yeah, she was dating Elon Musk. I don't know if she is anymore.
And then now Elon Musk is dating that other girl.
Who's he dating now?
Grimes?
I don't know that I don't think I could date Elon Musk. He's too much.
Elon Musk is getting a little cray on Twitter.
What?
Well, there was the whole thing he said where he was like, hey, maybe we should try to figure out like a credentials, but not credentials, but like try to rate people media, based on their credibility in the media. And everyone's like, you can't do that. And I didn't read the whole story, but I was like, that seems totalitarian.
Yeah.
But it also could be a really good idea. Like, if they did it right, of like, you could actually get a credibility rating.
Yeah.
And like, depending on how credible your actual news stories were.
But how...
That'd be really cool how if there was like one unified...
objective is the rating board?
Well, clearly I would have to be the person who gets to decide.
Oh, perfect.
I mean,
and I think therein lies the problem.
Kind of funny games be the only A+.
Oh my God, that'd be amazing. Perfect. That'd be amazing. I don't know. I didn't read the whole thing. I know he got a lot of shit for it. People were like, you can't do that. That's totally crazy. And it's like, it's a free speech thing. And I was like, I don't know, man. Maybe we should have some sort of governing body that says, like, this is right or this is wrong. But then it's all subjective.
Why would it have to be the government? Why not just, like, something like the BBB?
Because I feel like everyone's...
So what are they?
Better Business Bureau.
BBB.
Well, first off, I don't know what the BBB does. Second off, I feel like everyone's...
Other than you're supposed to call them when you have a complaint about a business, but I don't know what happens after that.
Nothing.
And I don't know that anyone's ever actually done that.
I think it's just a company that, like, is all about rating things. So if you're like, I don't know what the highest level is, but like I kind of like that if there's like a separate company that's like, hey, all we do is we look at the news and we judge whether it's true or not, put it into some
Isn't
machine.
Isn't that like PolitiFact essentially?
Yeah, maybe.
Here's my issue with the credibility thing is that my worry would be that it turns into that everything would have an Amazon 4-star rating. You know? Like, there would be, everyone would be like, this guy is super great. And then there'd be the one asshole who's like, I don't like the way my package came and it was dented. So this product is shit. 1 star. And everything just goes to 4.5 stars.
My favorite are the people that review things before they get them. I'm like, what is the point of doing that?
People, if you want to see how absolutely, like, you want to see the full gamut of how stupid people can be, just go online and read a few of the 1 to 3 star reviews for any product on Amazon.
People get real heated about their spatulas not working or whatever.
Dude, my favorite is when people are like, I haven't, like, they just got the product, and they're like, I have only been using this product for 1 day, but it is amazing. And then, like, someone's like, I've been using this for 2 days, and this fucking sucks and shit the bed. You're like, well, I don't know what to
How about, which one of you am I supposed to believe?
Which one of you am I supposed to believe?
I don't know.
And it's sad because you'd think I would learn my lesson, but time and time again, even... with anything.
Yeah.
Even if I'm buying like a battery or something like that, I have to read all the reviews just to see what people are saying.
I just look at the star and the number of reviews.
Yeah.
And I don't actually read any.
Oh, you don't read the... I always read the 1-star reviews.
I gotta read the 1-star. I read the 1-star because the 1-star reviews are where you see the sheer lunacy of human beings.
Yeah.
Because then like sometimes it's like, hey, it came like this one thing and it is plastic and breaks all the time. And it's like, all right, well, I'm not going to buy that milkshake maker because that makes sense.
But my favorite's like, there's always the one where the guy's like... hey, I didn't get this because I changed addresses and they couldn't find me. So they're fucking horrible. 1 star. And you're like, go.
That's not how
eat
product
your
reviews
shoe,
work.
Sir. It's ridiculous. Yeah, that's always like 3,000 like 4-star reviews and like the 1 1-star review. And you're like, you motherfucker. You motherfucker.
Why can't we have nice things?
I feel bad. There's all the stuff on Yelp where people are like, I forgot. I think I saw a news story where a doctor sued a patient or giving them a really bad Yelp review. Kevin, see if you can find that.
Okay.
I may have made that up.
Well,
I mean,
like, are you sure it's a doctor? Because if I'm looking up Dr. Seuss over Yelp review.
Look it up.
Okay.
See what happens in the last, like, week of news stories. But it's one of those things where it's like, it's one of those weird things where, like, you can go online and just bash someone and there's no consequences.
And there's no way to
Zero
prove that person actually went to that place or got the services that
like
they
say
they got.
Like, the person on Yelp, they've now installed the thing where you can respond to them.
Yeah.
So you can see the person's response. But still,
Do
it's like.
Have a Yelp page?
All right, Nick. I think I may have.
Did you find one? Bring this up.
Well, there's a bunch. But it looks.
It was from 2 days ago. I think it's got to be this one, right?
Do you want me to send you this story?
No, I'll just read it right here. Manhattan. This is from Eyewitness News, ABC 7. Manhattan Dr. Seuss woman for $1 million over negative Yelp ZocDoc review. What the fuck? Don't use anything called ZocDoc. Go down.
What is
Manhattan doctor is suing a woman for $1 million over negative online reviews. Michelle Levine, 36, faces a defamation lawsuit after she gave gynecologist Dr. June Soon 1-star rating on both Yelp and ZocDoc. Quote, at first, I was in disbelief, Levine said. That's not, hold on, Kev. You're scrolling a little too fast. That's not defamatory. Everything I wrote is true. She wrote on ZocDoc that Dr. Song gave her a, quote, false diagnosis to scare her into a second visit. And that she was issued a $500 bill that was not covered by insurance for, quote, additional testing that she did not need. Quote, he told me that I would be getting an ultrasound. I thought that was a little odd because I said I was there for an annual, which I assume is just your annual visit.
Yeah.
Speaking to ABC News, Dr. Song's lawyer called Levine's reviews outright lies that can inflict serious damage to medical practice or small business. Quote, just because you are allowed to and are able to doesn't mean that you should do so without reservations about what you say, said Arvia Martin, one of Dr. Song's lawyers. Quote, your First Amendment right doesn't give you the right to defame someone. Levine has already spent more than $20,000 in legal fees, but she said she refuses to change her review.
Yeah, baller.
$20,000? That's insane.
Dude, this is the problem with our society is you can sue someone and lose, but still bankrupt them.
There's no, like, real, like, it's still in progress.
I will
there's
say
no
this.
No resolution right now.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like there's any resolution. I'm sure that we'll get a follow-up to the story when and if the lawsuit goes through. I'm sure that this, unfortunately, I'm sure that the person who is being sued will probably have to crumble and just pull a review and issue a statement saying sorry. Because after $20,000, like, unless you can turn around and counter-sue for legal fees, which is going to cost you more money, it's difficult.
Or depending on, I could see a lawyer picking this up just based on coverage and being like,
maybe. Maybe. It's an interesting conversation, though, right? Because are you allowed? First off, defamation of character, as far as I know, legally, only extends if you're actually lying. If this actually happened, then it's not defamation of character. This is just you telling the truth about something. But it's all murky, weird territory. Having said that, I don't trust doctors as far as I can throw those motherfuckers. I had a dentist. My dentist tried to upsell me on a toothbrush, like a mechanical toothbrush, while I was in the chair. And I'm like, don't fucking ever do that again. You just lost.
Nickel and dime
you literally
me.
Lost all credibility to me when you said, "Hey, you should use this product." Oh, by the way, we sell this product. That is just a fucking ethical boundary that we have just leaped beyond. So I don't know.
Craziness.
Next story. First image of Shia LaBeouf as his own dad in his own biopic, and
is
he looks
biopic or biopic.
It's either, but biopic is like the normal one.
Biopic.
Which means that Nick likes to say biopic.
Yeah.
No, it's pronounced biopic.
No, Andy,
biopic is not what people say.
People
a biographical
absolutely.
Picture?
Yeah, that's how you would that's what the word is.
Yeah,
but biopic
so it's biopic
is what people say.
No.
I don't know if you're fucking
I'm not fucking with you on this.
Andy started saying biopic to fuck with me, and I know that Nick's unaware and that he's just saying
well now I have to, but no, I've always pronounced it biopic. Because that's how it was pronounced.
It's a biopic.
Why? Okay, so wait. Why do we have a biopic, whatever, about Shia LaBeouf's dad being? Is he somebody that I don't know?
I think Shia LaBeouf's doing a biopic on his own life.
Here we go. This is gonna be. This is for all the marbles. If this is how to pronounce biopic from Emma Says on YouTube says it's biopic, I will forever say biopic. Here we go. Or not.
Biopic.
I'm wrong. Oh wait.
Biopic or biographical movie.
Okay.
There you go.
I'm wrong. Biopic.
Okay.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen. I will never say biopic ever again.
Thank you.
Until the next time when I forget this whole thing happened. And I'll claim that I'm right.
So wait, is his dad anybody of note that I just am unaware of?
No, I think he is. I found this on fucking Reddit. Hold on, let me go back and look at it.
This picture has been, like, on the screen the whole time we were talking about whatever we were talking about before this. And I was really confused as to what it was,
so,
who it was, what the story was behind it.
From what I understand, his dad lives with him in a shed. He has, like, a secondary, like, pool house.
Okay.
He is taking care of his dad, but his dad's, like, a nomadic sort of hippie. And so he's playing his own dad in the biopic Honey Boy, is what it's called. Now, the reason I brought this up was because he looks a lot like the actor who is in, what is that movie? Where he's like, no, 7-minute abs. 7-minute abs. Not 6-minute abs.
Oh,
7-minute abs.
Yeah.
He was in Down
something
Periscope.
Something about Mary.
There's he something was something about Mary, and he plays the serial killer.
Yeah.
But he's like, no, man, it's the 6-minute abs. 6-minute abs. What is that guy's name? I gotta look this up.
You can't do 5. No.
He's in Down Periscope as well. And I forgot the actor's name. I think he used to be a comic. Don't laugh at me for the Down Periscope.
Was he the guy? No. Half Baked with someone else.
Let's see. What's his name? Chad will tell us, but let's see if I can get to
Harlan
it before
Harlan Williams.
That's who it is. Harlan Williams.
Thank you, JBCCC01.
Oh, Shia.
I guess.
What are you doing?
My question is, do we need a movie about Shia LaBeouf's dad? Or is this just like one of those weird artsy things that I don't really understand?
I don't know. And because I'm judging this purely based off of this picture, we'll never mm-hmm. know. Because I don't care enough about Shia LaBeouf mm-hmm. to really to research this at all. Mm-hmm. I'm sure it's something that will be, that'll be a thing.
Yeah.
I'm sure it'll be a thing.
It'll be something. I don't really know how I feel about that.
Rudy already says this. You mean the star of Rocket Man?
Yeah, I did see right. that. What a movie that I completely forgot about. That was yeah. such like a.
I'm gonna give a huge shout out to Down Periscope. I think
no,
it's a great. I think it's a fun,
I'm
great
giving
movie.
A shout out to Rocket Man.
I'm giving a shout out to Down Periscope.
No.
Kelsey, across the glamour.
No, that's gonna be the YouTube word for the day. Pick which one you like better and comment that.
Down oh Periscope yeah, which movie you think Man? Is better, Down Periscope or Rocket Man? Both Harlan. What is his name?
Apparently, the movie's not about his dad, it's about Shia.
Yeah.
Still don't know how much I want to see this.
No, it's about Shia, for sure, but he's playing his dad in
that's
the movie.
So weird.
That's so
hey,
weird.
Hey, I want to make a movie about my life.
Yeah.
Let me play my dad.
Now, I'm going to throw this out there, Shia.
The way that it gets better?
Really reshoot it and cast Harlan Williams.
No, the way that it gets better is if he just plays every character.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
That would be amazing. I would absolutely watch that movie.
Yeah.
If it was like a one-man play. But he's every character, and it takes him 7 years to make.
Is that what like the Madea movies are, or does he just?
I think
play
he just plays like three
Madea.
Or four characters.
Okay. Yeah.
And I think that he casts other actors who can actually like.
Did
play
Eddie
roles
Murphy do
him.
A movie where he played?
Eddie yes. Murphy played the Nutty Professor, where then it was the Clumps.
Yeah. Mm, that he played all the characters.
I think
or
he
a lot
played.
Of characters.
He played like five or six characters.
Got yeah. Well, am I mixing those two? Wasn't it? It was the Nutty Professor, and then they did a second one where he played all like the mom
family.
And the wife
yeah.
and the brother and
I
the sister.
So.
And
there,
it's like,
I believe there were two Nutty Professors, and then it was yeah. the Clumps.
Is that what's, oh, and then it was the Clumps.
Still,
right? But did he play the Clump?
The original
and the
Nutty
Professor?
Professor, real good. Not that I've never seen the Eddie Murphy one. I've only ever seen the Jerry Lewis.
I actually just pretend like Eddie Murphy died right after Beverly Hills Cop 2. Actually, right after Boomerang, I think was the last time I want to.
No, hold on. His contributions to Shrek were important.
Oh, Donkey.
Yeah.
Very good character. Everyone also fuck. Bugged him to watch Shrek because I still
I told
he's
him
never
yesterday. I told him yesterday to do
I
that.
Bugged Gia about it yesterday or maybe it was Monday.
So it was the Nutty Professor and then the Nutty Professor 2, the Clumps. And I think that's where he played. Yeah, see, he played the whole family of Clumps.
Got it.
And I'll be honest with you. As much as I miss Eddie Murphy from the 80s, I do remember parts of this being really funny. Remember when he keeps farting at the table?
No, I don't think I've ever seen
fart
I've never
humor.
Seen
this.
That was one of the worst jokes that they committed to.
Was it?
For way too, where like one person farts and like, oh dear.
Oh,
and then someone else farts and it was like,
oh. Oh, no. That's the joke. The joke that I always get that kills me is when he's playing the grandmother, I think. And she's like, I forget who she's talking about, but she's talking like Pat Sajak or Alex Trebek or something like that. And she's like, that man makes me moist.
Oh.
He makes me moist.
Oh, my God.
I love it. You
that's
know?
Fucking awful.
I gotta go back and watch the Nutty Professor movies now.
I'm gonna
because
watch Shrek,
I feel like
I think it's on Netflix.
Shrek is on Netflix. Yeah.
It is, yeah.
I just said that.
Did you?
Well, I don't listen to myself. It's possible.
I didn't. No, I don't think you said that.
I told Tim today it was on, he should watch it yesterday, actually.
Oh, okay. So you mean like you just said it?
Yeah, like five you seconds mean. Ago. But I was also talking about the Nutty Professor so I can see where everyone got.
Yo, he's sleepy.
To be honest, I'm not paying attention enough to know if he actually just said it or not. So
it doesn't matter.
Man.
We've gone off the rails. It's a Friday show.
Whoa! Somebody in the chat was also talking about Coming to America.
Oh.
So good.
I mean, you have to understand, like, this is, there's two Eddie Murphys, okay? There's Eddie Murphy when he was in the 80s on top of his fucking game doing.
Maybe I just want to watch Beverly Hills Cop.
Dude. So I will say this.
Dude, Trading Places and Coming to America.
I just watched Trading Places for the first time like a month ago.
Fucking great movies.
If you look at Eddie Murphy's filmography from basically like 84 to like 94, mm-hmm. you have great, some of the best comedies ever made.
Yeah.
Trading Places, phenomenal. I watch that maybe once a year.
Mm-hmm.
Dan Aykroyd, Chevy Chase, Jamie Lee Curtis. Fucking fantastic. You got Beverly Hills Cop 1, which was supposed to be a Sylvester Stallone movie. But ended up being an Eddie Murphy movie. You got Beverly Hills Cop. Let me just explain to you guys something. Let's take it down a couple hundred feet.
Oh, right? Nutty Professor 2 was the Clumps.
That's what I said.
We literally did just say
oh,
that
I'm
one.
Oh, sorry.
It's a Friday show. 48 hours, another 48 hours. Let me explain to you something. They did Beverly Hills Cop 1, right? Took a chance putting
yeah.
Eddie Murphy in that movie. It was supposed to be
excellent.
A Stallone movie. A lot
really?
Of the movie. Yeah, supposed to be. Stallone was prepping that movie. Evidently, they were prepping it for Stallone. It was supposed to be about a Detroit cop that comes to Beverly Hills, but it was supposed to be Stallone. This mm-hmm. is what I remember. Chat, correct me if I'm wrong. He backs out, takes a lot of the DNA from that movie, does a movie called Cobra. where it's basically like a cop movie, but it's a lot more action oriented. They go, well, who are we going to get for this? They cast Eddie Murphy as it. Kind of a wild card spot. End up shooting a lot of improv stuff. That's why a lot of the movie feels like it's improv, because they were like, we got to just play fast and loose with this.
Yeah.
Mega hit, right? They go, we got to do a sequel to this. Who are we going to get? Hey, how about that British guy, Tony Scott? He just came off of Top Gun. That movie's hot. Let's get him for Beverly Hills Cop 2. So if you look at visually the difference between the two movies, one shot very straightforward. The other one is like everything's smoky. Everything's fucking like stylized. Hmm. It is dope. Like Beverly Hills Cop 2 is so much better from a visual perspective than 1.
I can't remember. It's been so
they're
long.
They're both great.
They're making Beverly a 4? Hills Cop 2.
They've been trying to make a 4 for a while. They said they were going to do it as a TV show for a while.
They did do it as a TV movie.
Did they?
Yeah, in 2013.
Oh, I don't even remember that.
Or, I mean, they did something as a TV movie.
I don't remember this at all.
George Reinhold was in it, too. I saw it pop up
they
on
did this
thing.
Barry Sonnenfeld directed that?
It has an IMDb page. So, I don't see
that doesn't seem
anywhere.
Right, but I don't know.
Review by one user.
Let's see. Killer Turtle says Beverly Hills Cop actually was meant for star Judd Nelson. Oh, I didn't know that. I always thought it was tied to Stallone somehow. No, Stallone took his Beverly Hills Cop script and made it into Cobra.
Oh, look at this.
It's a Mystery Jasmine 300. What's up? This was filmed a while back and was put out to a few test audiences. The result was a complete mess, and as of summer 2018, it is yet to be wide release. Yeah, that doesn't surprise me at all.
So the TV show never, or the TV movie never came out. Fascinating.
Let's see, Eric Skirk says, Tower Heist was hysterical. Really thought that was going to be his comeback. I don't think Eddie Murphy needs a comeback. He hasn't gone anywhere. He's been making movies consistently for the last 40 years. They've just been kids' movies.
Yeah.
At a certain point, he had a kid.
Or Haunted Mansion movie.
Haunted Mansion, The Clumps, or the Nutty Professor movies, Shrek 1 through 18, or however they've done of those.
Did he do Dr. Dolittle, too? Was
he
that
did
him?
Do Dr. Dolittle. Yeah. I think at a certain point,
which
and
I think
said
I remember
on,
liking.
It's not, I mean, again, these are kids' movies.
Yeah.
He had kids. He was like, I want my kids to be able to go see me do movies that aren't me shooting people or saying horrible things.
Which my mom probably let me watch way too early.
Evidently, Mr. Church was pretty good. He tried to get back into a slightly more serious thing. He did Bowfinger, which a lot of people like.
Fucking love. You don't like Bowfinger?
I don't remember liking it.
I love that movie.
That's just the way it goes. I like how we've just talked about Eddie Murphy for 15 minutes.
That's fine.
There's nothing else. Oh my God, this next news story just makes me want to hurt someone. Kevin, bring this up. This is the news of the weird right here.
Oh, I feel for these people.
These are, did you see this story at all?
No.
So apparently there was emergency landing of a plane because one of the passengers had body odor that was so bad it caused other people to vomit. This is from express.co.uk. Again,
vomit and faint.
And faint. A plane full of holiday makers was forced to make an emergency landing after passengers began to vomit and faint because of the stench of one man's body odor by Lloyd Johnson. This is published as of Friday today, this morning. Let's see. The flight was headed to the Spanish island of Gran Canaria when it had to take an unexpected detour as passengers became overwhelmed by the, quote, unbearable smell of an unwashed man. The man in question smelled so bad that other tourists began fainting and vomiting after the plane took off from Schiphol Airport in the Netherlands. Belgian passenger Piet van Hout, who was on board the flight, described the smell of the man as unbearable. He said it was like he hadn't washed himself for several weeks. Several passengers got sick and had to puke.
This is awful.
Oh my God.
I cannot imagine.
Could you imagine? Like, this is the worst too, because you know it, right? You sit on a plane. I've been in those situations where
airports
you sit,
and
someone comes and
sits
next to you.
Are the fucking Wild West.
They're the
people
fucking
forget
Wild West.
How to be human beings. They take their shoes off. They put their feet on the seat. It's ridiculous.
Wait. Is it unacceptable to take your shoes off in an airplane?
If you, here's the deal. No.
Know yourself.
Unless
right?
your feet are stinky.
Sure.
In which case, go fuck yourself.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm throwing you off the plane. Here's what it is.
I second that. But yeah. As a man who does not have a problem with feet smelling.
No, then like, it doesn't matter.
With my feet smelling.
No.
I take off my shoes on longer than 4 or 5
hours.
There's
nothing wrong with taking off your shoes as long as you're wearing socks.
I'm with Andrea.
Wait.
No,
what about,
there
like,
is
right now,
if you have stinky feet because that shit fucking permeates through your sock.
Andrea, there's a mic over there too.
You want to get on the shock mic? Shock Mike, Shock Mike, Shock Mike, Shock Mike, Shock Mike. All right, give it to me.
Are you specifically talking about in the airport or on the airplane?
On the airplane.
On the airplane.
You have to take your shoes off. It's bad for your circulation if you keep your shoes on for long haul flights.
What I'm talking about is the people that take their shoes off and put their feet up on the seats.
No,
or on
you
the
can't do that.
That's some bomb. Bullshit.
All I'm saying is this. Be aware of your own biology. If you are a stinky person, and some of us are more stinky than others, I'm not, you know, it's just, it happens. Your biology is your biology. You can't fight that. If you're a stinky person, and I've had those moments where I've traveled. When you travel across the world, it could be a 24-hour travel period, right? Yeah. You can't shower, and you're in the same clothes as you were before. And spoilers, a lot of the bacteria, when you sweat, gets built up, and then you sweat again. That's where the stench really starts to get in there, locked in, and then you open it up like this, and right? Just be aware that you're that person, and do something about it. Bring an extra shirt. Maybe go in and give yourself the old homeless person shower, right? Or you can do the French shower where you just perfume.
It's called a horse bath and you know it.
A horse bath. Jesus, Kevin.
If you know that you have smelly feet, put powder in your shoes. It's not like rocket science.
Right.
They have all different kinds of powders
Golden's
you can
powder.
Buy. If you want to go with just your basic baby powder, that works too. Mm-hmm. But like I keep it at home for, you know.
Do you have stinky feet?
No, I don't sweat. We talked about this on the show the other day.
You're a perfect human being is
don't
what I'm trying to say.
Don't sweat at all.
Okay. I do. But I have it left over from when I used to play soccer all the time because I would put it in my cleats.
Right. Because cleats get stinky.
Yes.
You don't wash
cleats.
Yeah.
And so I just moved it to the front door for guests or, you know, if my husband wants to use it. Mm-hmm. So.
Does John have stinky feet?
Not really, no.
Okay.
But he has so many different types of shoes that he doesn't sweat in them because he doesn't wear them long enough to sweat in them because he's kind of a sneakerhead.
It's one of those things where it's just you have to be
pretty
a little
impressive.
Bit more aware.
Anyway, that's all I have to say. It's okay to take your shoes off.
It's fine.
Andrew, before you leave, touch the shock mic.
No.
just give it a little touch.
Don't do it.
It feels good.
Andrew, don't do it. Don't do it. It's just one of those things where, like, look, if you're traveling, be aware of yourself and other people around you. As more and more people, as advances in medical science make us live longer.
Yeah.
And more, and this fucking planet becomes more and more populated with people.
And you have to be closer and closer.
We have to
people.
Be closer and closer to each other. Just be aware of how stinky pinky you are. Okay?
Yeah.
Stinky. If you're fucking stinky pinky, horse bath. Is that right, Kevin?
Yeah.
Was that the correct nomenclature?
That is the term.
That is the term.
We all know it.
I like this post note for the article. In February, a Transavia plane was forced to make an emergency landing because the passenger could not stop releasing wind.
That would be me or my brother.
I want to know what that conversation is. Like, sir, we're going to need you to
stop shitting yourself. Please stop shitting. I would see this is where I couldn't
and then
be.
He's like,
this
sorry,
is where
I
couldn't
I
be a flight
anything.
Attendant. Yeah. I'd be like, sir, you fucking stink. Your butthole fucking stinks. Stop it or go shit. That is what your body's telling you. You understand? When you are farting over and over again, that's your body's way of telling you need to go take a shit.
I gotta tell you, man.
Take a shit.
There's nothing more upsetting than like being like, I'm on a plane. I have to fart. There's nothing can be done about it.
Yeah.
But I think that it'll be okay. And you fart, and it is a strong smelling fart.
You're part of the problem. You can't fart. Don't fart. Go to the bathroom.
Nick.
Sit down and let your body do what it wants to do. A fart. It's like that first trumpet sounding that the war is coming. Do you understand me? Mm-hmm. Oh, the cavalry's coming. That means the horses are about to come through the barn. If
you're
you know
saying
what
I'm talking a lot
about.
Of shit as a non-lactose intolerant human being.
Then
right?
Don't fucking drink 7 milkshakes before you get on the plane. This is not that hard.
Joester, if we're flying Virgin, okay, I'm gonna get me a milkshake from that one place that I like. What's that place called?
Burger joint. It's fantastic.
Burger joint. Fantastic.
I can't fault you for that.
They nail it.
They do nail it.
Yeah.
But and I will say this.
Most of the times, milk doesn't give me gas. It just hurts a lot.
I was at an open mic the other day, and I was just hanging out, just talking to the host, and I smelled something terrible, and I was like, hey, this is going to sound insensitive, but did you just fucking fart? And he's like, yeah, I did. And then we just kept talking. And I was like, I can taste this fart. That's how bad
ew.
That is. Can you bring up tips?
Yes. While you do that, I will read.
I can also bring them up for you.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
Bring them up, bring them up.
Bring them up, bring them up.
You see that?
Yeah, I can.
There's only two of them. Just people don't
just the two.
Them.
Do we have bits? Are there bits?
Yeah, bits is over here. I can't. I don't know why there's no bits. We got no bits.
So there was a tip.
It was connected the first day on Tuesday
God,
when I came
having
in here.
Such problems.
Have we just not gotten bits since then?
No, we probably have. I saw some tips come in last minute that we didn't see on here.
on here.
Through Muxy.
Yeah, we gotta figure that out.
Let me refresh this.
Let's refresh this.
That didn't do shit.
If you go to the dashboard, it shows you everything, I think. Instead of just
so I've got some questions about, like, where are we sending people for tips?
It's that link that's right there in the yellow. Streamlabs.com/kindoffunnygames.
Why not use the Muxy version of that?
Because you were gone, Kevin, and Greg told me to fix it with Streamlabs, then I did.
Joester.
That's pretty much it.
You did a great job. I'm proud of you. All I'm saying is Muxy also has one of these links, and if we send it there, then we don't have to use Streamlabs.
That's fair. Let's try that next time.
Okay.
But for this time, let's read the first tip. This comes from Josh XA. It says, idea for the XCU, that's X-Men...
I like XCU.
Cinematic Universe, which is not a thing, but we're making it a thing. In review, wrap-up episode, watch and review... 2-part premiere of X-Men animated series. We must revisit Morph in earnest. I'm down for that.
That is where that happens.
Morph.
It's literally
the very first episode.
Yeah.
Morph dies. Morph, buddy.
Yeah.
Nobody will ever know our love.
God, and then he comes back when Mr. Sinister brings him back from the dead and fucks his mind up.
Yeah, it's really sad.
It's a great episode.
That show is great.
Really good.
Gamer Zach says, paying my birthday tax early as my birthday is tomorrow. Can't wait for prom. The hype
Woo!
Is real. Get hyped.
Nick, that show actually even has an ending, like a proper ending, where Xavier goes off into space.
Yeah, they go off into space.
Yeah, with those aliens.
Really cool. I like it.
She was banging. Remember that alien girl he was banging?
I don't remember that, but I will look at that later when no one's looking.
Triangle heads.
Oh.
They had like weird triangular.
Yeah. They were the Kree, weren't they?
Yeah. No, they weren't
Kree. Or Skrull?
No, they weren't Skrull.
Weren't they
either.
One of them?
No, they were a different one.
Woo! All right. P.S. I love this best friend. XOXO is your opportunity.
He
shouts. What's up?
I didn't do this today.
Okay. Well, why don't you do that?
I'll bring it up.
Do that. I'll do the giveaway instead. Did you do the giveaway?
No.
You do either of those.
You want to do the chat and I'll do these?
You have until I get to the end of the sponsored read to do the giveaway.
Sweet.
And P.S. I love this best friend. How's that sound? Ladies and gentlemen, teamwork, ladies and gentlemen. Today's episode of The Kinda Funny Morning Show is brought to you by Omaha Steaks. Let me explain to you something. I got a dad. And back in the day, when I lived at home or when I lived anywhere near them, we used to do Sundays. We'd come over, hit the pool, and barbecue. There's nothing like a nice sunny day at the pool, right? With that smell of the barbecue heating
especially
up a
especially in
bit.
Riverside, because it gets real hot.
It's real hot, but you want that, like, when it starts to cool off. Hello? God? God?
What is that?
I don't know. It starts to cool off, right? The sun starts setting, and it gets, like, a nice tepid, like, 75 degrees. You're still in your shorts, but it's
like
getting night. And the grill's heating up. Throw some steaks on there, you throw some burgers on there, you throw some all beef franks on there, and it is just a great time. And ladies and gentlemen, that time can be now. Father's Day coming up. Omaha Steaks has you covered. This is a very, very convenient way to get all sorts of great meat delivered to your house. They deliver hand-trimmed, flash-frozen, and vacuum-sealed meats directly to your door in an Omaha Steaks cooler. There's a variety of meats you can put in your mouth, like pork, poultry, veal, lamb, bison, seafoods, and vegetables. Vegetables, not a meat, but I like to pretend like they are. Sometimes I cut my meat up and do one piece of meat with one piece of vegetable so I get the goodness and the nutrients all at once.
How do you feel about mushroom burgers? Like those big portobellos that are grilled like burgers with, you know?
If it ain't meat.
It ain't right.
It ain't right. Unless it's a veggie coming from Omaha Steaks, ladies and gentlemen. You can customize each order. Omaha Steaks gives you the option to customize cuts for your dad's grilling needs, fine recipes, wine pairing, etc. They got you covered. This is all quality stuff. Be careful as you move this down.
Sorry.
That's okay. Let's see here. Right now, Omaha Steaks is giving a limited time offer to the listeners of this fine podcast for Father's Day at 78% off. This is really an amazing deal. Go to omahasteaks.com. Type morning in the search bar, and you can get this Omaha Steaks Father's Day package, which includes 2 tender filet mignons, 2 beefy top sirloins, 4 chicken fried steaks, 2 boneless pork chops, 4 all beef Omaha Steak burgers, 4 gourmet jumbo franks, 12 ounces of all beef meatballs, 1 pound of steak fries, 4 caramel apple tartlets, which we did not cook on Monday, and I'm mad about
that.
Are
they still in the freezer? We should try them.
We're going to.
We have the little mini oven thing.
Joey,
I'd be down. 1 Omaha Steak seasoning packet, plus get 4 more grill-ready Omaha Steak burgers free with purchase. Again, limited time offer to make your dad happy. Get this limited time package for only $49.99 when you go to omahasteaks.com. Type morning in the search bar and add the Father's Day package to your cart. Don't wait. This offer ends soon. Go to omahasteaks.com. Type morning in the search bar and grab your dad, fire up that grill, have a great Father's Day.
Woo!
All right, how are we looking?
We're good.
Winner of today's contest, Mindless Orange from Twitch, you have won Anti-Hero on PC. Congratulations.
Woo!
Unless you're a Mac person, in which case, sorry, give it to someone who's a PC person. We give it PS I Love His Best Friend XO?
Yes.
Read it.
Rocker, nope, Kyle Pez is shouting out Rocker22. Rocker22 on the Discord shared the X-Men review schedule since I couldn't access it on the website, which is something I talked to him about this. I'm in Korea, and he thinks that potentially Korean traffic is blocked on the website. So I'm hitting up James about it. he turned on a VPN to shout out Rocker, who went out of the way to message me and hook me up with the schedule.
Huh. Sorry about that. James will look into that.
Yeah.
That's weird.
He was saying that it happens on some websites because of, like, Matt, like, I don't know, he wrote out this whole explanation about how it's not that uncommon. He's like, I think that could be what it is because I've encountered this before.
It's possible. It also could be
I also
possible.
Didn't know that we had that many fans in Korea, so we fucking might not.
Sorry about that, dude.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out. It's not, to be fair, the schedule is as follows. We started with X-Men this week.
Mm-hmm.
So you can naturally infer from that X-Men 2 is next week,
yeah.
Followed by X-Men 3. So just go, if you want to, you can go by the filmography of the X-Men films. If you go to Wikipedia, you can figure out which one came out next. After that, I believe it was X-Men Origins Wolverine.
Which?
You have to just look them all up. That, we're just going week by week that way. So starting right now.
Did we not do that, like a graphic that we did?
We did, but he can't access that.
No, on Instagram.
No, Andy hasn't made the graphic yet. Because Andy's been a very busy boy.
I mean, you gotta
do the because we've made him record. We've made him edit like four different party modes this week.
To be fair, the last party mode we did was awesome. And it put us one of the top images on IGN.com.
Did we put that in housekeeping?
No.
Oh, you should go to kindoffunny.com/games and watch the newest episode of Party Mode. It's up early for everyone.
They don't have to.
Yeah, they do. It's really good.
Yeah, we're good.
It's IGN versus Kind of Funny for the Kind of Funny World Championship belt and the Pierce Schneider.
I heard that there was a lot of cheating that happened during that, and I heard that it's not an actually officially sanctioned belt match. Well, I feel like it is a wildly hotly contested match between the champ and the new champ. So
potential new champ.
You see what I'm getting at here? Play into the joke.
Joester, what's the
play
name?
Play into the joke, Joester.
Joester, what's the name?
No,
of
go watch it. It's really, really good.
The new trophy?
The Pierce Schneider pair. That's pair. Right.
Yeah.
Intersite Championship?
Yes.
Am I still your champ? Or am I not your champ anymore? One way to find out. Go over and watch that.
Also, you should watch the end of the video because there's a really good post-credit scene.
Is there? Did I see it? I didn't see it.
It's just the rest of the video that got sent over.
Oh, fantastic. All right, everyone. We're going to go into the 3-3 if you're not familiar with the show, if you're watching
this. Did
you
ever read this?
Oh.
No.
Arvel Cryonite said, am I the only one who thinks of Whitney Houston, I'm your baby, tonight when Nick starts humming the X-Men theme? Yeah. You are.
Can you hum it again?
Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Oh, wow.
It does sound like,
it does
I'm
sound
your baby tonight.
That's pretty good. Do you think they stole that from her?
Or did she steal it from them?
Man, R.I.P. Whitney
Houston.
Man,
we'll never know.
She was fucking great.
I know,
every
right?
Once in a while, I watch The Bodyguard, and I just sit in a dark room together, and I cry.
Oh, The Bodyguard's so good.
And the thing starts to come down, and she just runs to him. And you know that maybe that not going to last forever, but that one moment is so perfect.
Yeah, and then you get the key change.
And
so good.
God damn, she had a set of lungs.
Something that I'm also sad about.
So beautiful at singing sometimes.
I know.
It's a gift. And a curse. Because I don't use it.
That's true. I'm sad that we'll never get a Whitney Houston like Vegas residency. Because that would have been dope.
I know. You know they have The Bodyguard on Broadway though.
Yeah, I saw that, but I don't know how I feel about that.
It's great because there's nothing that better for a solemn FBI agent who barely says anything than getting up there and singing and dancing.
I saw Dirty Dancing, the musical.
Oh my God, how was that?
Not great.
What?
Well, because here's the thing.
Work.
No, it has the best music, but they also add some of, like, the way that they do some of the stuff is weird. And Dirty Dancing as a movie, not long enough to be a Broadway musical.
Oh, they had to add shit?
So they added stuff. And
why?
They added, like, a ton of, like, political,
why can't you just keep
like,
it as a fucking hour
more
and a half?
Of, like, the baby stuff. And it was kind of weird. It didn't really fit. I don't know.
So wait, how much time do they add to the musical?
Oh, I want to say they added at least 30 minutes.
Why?
I don't know.
I don't get it. Okay, I go see plays.
Yeah.
I go see musicals. Mm-hmm. They always have to be a 2.5 hour long thing.
Yeah.
Do you have any fucking idea how boring shit gets, a live show gets, after 2 hours? No. Hour and a half.
But they need it so they can do the intermission. You can go get a cocktail.
And buy snacks.
Yeah.
That's fine. Here's what you do. 15 minute intermission, 30 minutes. We're done. Nobody's gonna be like, "That was too short." Yeah. If it's good, it's good. Don't add a bunch of shit filler in there. That's all I'm saying. They did that with School of Rock too. I guess they couldn't get the music license for a lot of it.
Yeah, because so but that Dirty Dancing soundtrack is so good.
Let me explain to you something right now, yeah. Joestar.
She's like the wind.
Who sang that song?
Isn't Patrick Swayze?
Fuck yeah, it's Patrick Swayze. That was a trick question. Every song is Patrick Swayze. The part where she is carrying the watermelon,
yeah,
right, and she walks in and she sees them dirty dancing for the first time,
and it's like she's seen God.
Oh my
like,
God! And oh it's Patrick God, Swayze, and I forget the actress's name. We talked about this 2 days ago
I know,
on the show.
Penny,
we
really but should. I don't remember what her name is.
And they're just like doing that thing where they're doing the step, but their genitals are like this close from each other, not touching.
No,
but they're also not touching. Yeah. You see what I'm saying? And they're and it's just two perfect human beings in unison.
Yeah,
Patrick
completely
Swayze
insane.
And the woman from Staying Alive. I can't remember her name either. Can we please look that up?
Yes.
It's the hottest scene ever. I gotta go back and watch that, man.
Dirty Dancing is one of those movies that anytime it's on TV, no matter at what point in the movie it's on, I just keep watching it.
It's so funny because Jennifer Grey should not have been a star, but she was just so endearing. She was so
perfect.
Nerdy.
And that's like prime Patrick Swayze.
What's your name? People are saying that
prime
this, probably.
Cynthia Rhodes.
Cynthia fucking Rhodes. I'm gonna remember that from now on.
prime Patrick Swayze.
Let's see. Nick is right, but they fluff the show so people feel like they got their money's worth. Says What a Dumpling. Yeah, I know, but at the same time, like, I don't know. I mean, my brother's really into shows. When he and his wife go to New York, they'll see like 3 or 4 shows.
That's
a day.
My dream New
it's
York trip.
It's wild. They go and they just get they just have figured it out. So they go to Standby.
Yeah.
And they just they just take whatever tickets they can get, mm-hmm. and they're super cheap. So like last time they went to New York, I think his wife ended up seeing 3 shows in one day.
Oh,
and like
that's
all
the
of
best.
Them, and she, you know, they're super into it because she directs musicals and theater, and he also does set design and all that stuff for them. All less and less nowadays, but it's really cool.
When we went for my like senior trip for when I graduated high school, and we saw Jersey Boys, mm-hmm. Wicked, Spamalot, and the Legally Blonde musical, which is way better than it had any business being.
Oh man, I want to see Mean Girls.
Ooh.
You know, those musical Mean Girls.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah, Tina Fey produced
that. I forgot about that.
Let's see. Mystery Yasman 300 says, "Hey, Nick, if the Doctor wins his lawsuit, will you sue Omega Batman for his comments?" Again, Omega Batman, I'd love to sue Omega Batman, but he's never said anything that's inaccurate. This is the problem, right? I could sue him, but there's no defamation of character because he's just speaking the truth.
The sirens are on our end. Sorry about that.
If,
oh, yeah,
if you're listening to this,
sirens.
Those are behind you. Speed up. Go.
Oh, my gosh.
Run.
Shout out the window. I have all the cocaine. All right. Let's see. I want to go see Mean Girls, too, says Eric Skirk.
Eric Skirk?
I saw Tina Fey on, she did My Next Guest Needs No Introduction. Mm-hmm. It was a really good episode. Have you seen that?
Oh, that's the David Letterman stuff?
Yeah, I thought it was really cool.
I've been working my way through some Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee.
Oh, that's a better series. I have to be honest. The David Letterman series is good, mm-hmm. but it has a retrospective feel to it that I don't love. No. Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee is Jerry Seinfeld giving zero fucks and really talking to his friends. Oh my God, he has a Lamborghini in that. That's like one of my dream cars. Mm-hmm. But it's him giving zero fucks and really getting very candid with people. And I really appreciate that. Like when his interview with Letterman, have you gotten to that episode mm-hmm. yet? I think
I
it's better
like
than any interview that Letterman's done since he left.
Wow.
It's really, because it's candid. He's like, he doesn't give a shit about pissing people off anymore. He's a fucking billionaire.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows that no matter what, whatever he wants to do, he can get done.
Yeah.
So he's sitting there just getting super deep. He gets deep with Bill Burr, gets deep with Harvey, what's his
Steve
name?
Harvey?
Steve Harvey. It's really good. Gets okay with Rock.
They had a good okay
from
either.
What I remember, but yeah. Let's see. Nick, you'll really love Ugly Delicious on Netflix. I just finished Annihilation, by the way.
Oh.
I watched that last night.
What did you think?
I liked it.
Really?
Yeah, it was weird. It was weird.
I still haven't seen it.
It's good, but it's weird.
Like, good weird or bad weird?
It's very deep sci-fi.
Okay.
And I love that. I love when a movie draws you in, and by the end of it, you're like, I bet I'm not going to know what happens. And then by the end of it, you're like, I don't know what happens. Kev, you saw Annihilation, right?
Oh, shit. Did you do the big topic? I thought we were... Not doing
it was just like a side thing. It wasn't
a side
note.
I remember you watched it, right?
Yes.
What did you think of it?
Really enjoyed it.
I really liked it.
But it is a fucking weird movie, and at the end of it is very ambiguous. Oh, are we?
Yeah, well, I mean, I kind of spoiled it for people. I was like, I just don't. Like, I'm sorry. Spoil the ending.
Yeah.
But there is a lot of ambiguity in the movie altogether. It's open for interpretation a lot of the times, and I thought it was really cool.
I enjoyed it so much that I, like, looked up, like, YouTubers that
were, like... Fan theories?
Yeah. And it's like, what does the ending mean? So I think it's cool to, like... It's very open, but at the end of it, I think it was really, it's a very, very interesting movie.
Yeah. And I think it's interesting specifically because of the tone of the movie, which is not a... Someone?
No, she walked out.
Okay.
She like ran out.
It's not a movie that's specifically designed to build a tremendous amount of tension. It's a movie that's more experiential, where they just want you to be in this world for a little bit. And there's some horrifying shit that happens.
Yeah, absolutely.
And there's some very scary stuff that happens. But even the soundtrack and the tone and the pacing of it is very much like, hey, we're just gonna tell you the story. Yeah. And this is how this is going to be. Yep. And sometimes you're going to be scared, and sometimes you're going to be full of wonderment, and sometimes it's going to be weird, and sometimes you're not going to know what's happening. You're along for the ride.
Yeah.
I thought it was great cast.
Great cast.
Natalie Portman, Gina Rodriguez. Who else was in the little trailer? Jennifer Jason Leigh.
What was the name of the like older woman that was
Jennifer running? Jason Leigh.
Okay.
Yeah.
She was fucking awesome.
Yeah. Oscar Isaacs is in it. He's shirtless half the time.
So good.
Is it Oscar Isaacs or Isaac?
I think it's Oscar Isaac.
Plural or singular?
Singular.
Great.
Tessa Thompson was really good in it.
Tessa Thompson's in it. Yeah. It's good, man.
It's so interesting. I feel like she looked very different than like how she looked in Thor.
She did. Like, well,
she was buffered.
I liked it. I liked all of them.
Like
when they go and they see the video for the first time, you're like, what the fuck is happening?
Up.
And then they find that guy. Oh,
yeah,
when
you realize, I think they found that beforehand.
Yeah. Well, they see like, the wall when you figure out kind of what's going on. Yeah. It's a really fascinating concept. It's really cool.
Yeah.
Don't spoil it for people.
Yeah. Okay, maybe I'll watch it.
But it's
maybe
also
I shall watch
it's
it.
Really, really out there. And at the end, you're like, wait, what the fuck just happened? But in like a good way.
Yes.
Huh.
All right, we're in sub-only mode right now. Pretty cool how the film had shots being refracted through glasses of water. I really liked that. And there's a lot of shots, by the way, that I caught. I'm not really one that I'd love to go back and watch it again just for the cinematography.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of shots where they literally juxtapose like shots from earlier with that same framing.
Mm.
It's a really cool device that they use. A lot of things are refracted through glass. A lot of things are like there's like the great shots of like you're just seeing glasses in front of things and it's kind of like making things murky and different and it's cool.
It's
a really cool movie.
Okay.
It's Alex Garland. It's he did Ex Machina, so it's very cerebral sci-fi.
Got it.
You're not going to get a lot of like fast action-paced alien-style sci-fi, but it's more like akin to Blade Runner, where you're like, "Huh, we're just going to sit here and watch this for a while." I liked it.
Mm.
I liked it a lot. Plus, Natalie Portman, one of my faves.
Let's see what else. Any meet and greet plans for E3? We haven't officially announced all of our E3 plans.
We have not.
Rumor has it that's happening next week at some point.
Oh man, is that a rumor that's out there?
Rumor. People are talking.
Richard Drakken says, Nick, was Seinfeld just fucking with Christoph Waltz when he took him to IHOP and Comedians and Cars Getting... Yeah, he was in that, right? Comedians and Cars Getting Coffee?
I haven't watched that one.
No. Was that... I remember the episode. Yes, he was fucking with him.
What?
He fucks with everyone.
Does he not like IHOP?
Who likes... he took like an Academy Award winner to IHOP.
Well, yeah, but like... IHOP's like... I'm not saying it's great, but I mean, it's just like... If we right now went to IHOP, would you be disappointed?
I wouldn't be, but I'm also not an Academy Award winning actor from like Austria or wherever the fuck he's from.
They're human still.
People are saying, are you guys going to see Upgrade this weekend? Probably not. I got a busy weekend ahead of me with Clusterfest, so that's probably what I'm going to be doing Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
I don't know that I'd see Upgrade even if I had an open weekend.
Upgrade's one of those movies that like I will wait for it to come on Netflix.
But like I want to watch Upgrade just because it looks like a silly movie that like...
Of course.
You know? And you know, with MoviePass.
The magic of MoviePass, man.
Let's see. Drewski2K says, Nick, any movement on getting MoviePass?
No.
No. Because I keep reading stories that they only have 1 month left to live.
So why would you just not use it for the month?
I don't care. Because it just seems like one less thing to do. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, wait. TL Josh says, I posted to the subreddit with a Photoshop challenge? Can we look that up?
That's a Kevin thing.
Okay. Where are we going to look it up?
Just go to the subreddit and see if there's another Photoshop challenge.
On a more serious note,
yes.
I'm having an issue with something else.
Okay, don't worry about it then.
Sorry.
We'll check that out, TL Josh. Thank you guys so much for that, and thank you all for joining us today on The Morning Show. And here's the thing. Andrew's the only person that could literally poke her head in and smile and still be super intimidating to me.
Yeah. I think she was just excited that we were already wrapping up when she poked her head in.
No, that's not what happened. She came in to tell us to wrap up,
but
noticed we were wrapping up, called an audible, smiled. But there was still the intensity behind her eyes. And I want everyone to recognize that.
Moonwalked out of here.
She just moonwalked out. Everyone, we'll be back on Monday, 11 a.m. PT, Joey, thanks for joining me.
Kev,
thanks for doing a great job. Everyone, stick around. Andrea and Greg will be back with Kind of Funny Games Daily. If you're watching this on YouTube, what was the either or?
It's either
Rocket Down Man? Periscope or Rocket Man. You let me know which one of those movies
Chat,
is
I'm
the
gonna
superior
need you to
film.
Comment on it, too.
Chat, if you're here, go over to the YouTube video when it publishes. Give that a watch and it's clearly down Periscope. Clearly.
No, it's very clearly, Rocket Man.
We're gonna continue Rocket this on Man. YouTube. Make sure you guys subscribe on YouTube because we are losing subscribers by the second. I don't know what's going on over there, but YouTube is screwing us over. They're screwing us over. It's YouTube apocalypse. I love you all, Kevin. Cut the feed. They cleanse the